Marcus Cicero once said, "A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly, but the traitor moves amongst those within the gates freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in very halls of government itself." So we all know there's an enemy within who destroys our nature and gives us endless wars. And many people say, believe, and repeat each other, "It's the Zionists who are in charge." But then, how come ultra-Zionist parties like Kach and Kahane Hai are being labeled as dangerous terrorist organizations by Europe's EU, Canada, the US, and even in Israel? Here you can see them, Kahane Hai and Kach. I don't know if I pronounce it right. I don't know how to pronounce it. So this is the US Department of State, the foreign terrorist organization list with two Israeli terrorist movements in it. So if Zionists rule the world, why would they do this? So why would the Zionists forbid their own Zionist organizations if they are supposedly ruling the world? It just doesn't make any sense, people. So here they are again, Kahane Hai and Kach, together with the Hamas, the Hezbollah, and the Al-Qaeda, together with all the other terrorists. You know, so it doesn't make any sense. Must be somebody else ruling, right? If the ruling class, an enemy within, forbids Zionist organizations, well, then logically some other force is in control. Anyway, Zionism practically died on November 5th, 1990, when their charismatic leader, Rabbi Meir Kahane, got assassinated in 1990, who was probably the biggest Jewish leader from the last 100 years. And there was hardly any news coverage of it in the world's media. As if the media even hated the memory of this charismatic ultra-Zionist leader. As if the media wanted his remembrance killed as well. Now, why would this presumably Zionist media not extensively boost the murder of their own Zionist leader? And why would that so-called Zionist rule have an ultra-Zionist killed without giving him the protection worthy a president? So, 1990, in New York, Kahane, the biggest Zionist leader of all times, got shot with a .357 in the neck and having no protection at all. Well, that doesn't sound like some worldwide Zionist domination to me, but more like some unprofessional attempt of a people that cannot get organized the way they would prefer. There were three Arabs of a hit team who did the hit, an Egyptian who did the shooting, and as he said later, having a Palestinian and a Jordanian to assist him. And even these Arabs were far better organized than these so-called Zionists, of whom everyone repeats being the rulers of the world. Now, let's have a look of the chronological order of the event and of those events around. Only 2 years before the Arab hit team assassinated the charismatic ultra-Zionist leader in New York, Switzerland founded the Al-Taqwa Bank to finance these sort of actions. Because a hit team needs a place to sleep, food, flight tickets, taxi, transport, guns, etc. And that all costs money. So in order for a hit team to concentrate on their target, usually others take care of logistics and money. And therefore, Switzerland founded the Altaqua Bank with a non-Swiss sounding name. Altaqua is Arabic and means piety for God in the sense of fearing Allah, which name has in fact absolutely nothing to do with Switzerland. But it also has another meaning in Arabic, which Swissy carefully chose: to put a thing between oneself and another, to preserve or guard oneself. Which is exactly the thing Swissy always does, by using others as a tool and to stay oneself behind the screens, thus protecting the motherland and base of all evil. So here you can see how far the tentacles of the Swiss conglomerate actually stretch out and how sly Swiss's octagon really works. Just as before in history, they had another Swiss bank for the Nazis, which they called the Bank für Internationalen Zahlungsausgleich, or the BIS in English, with which Swissy transferred the theft of the American savings after the Wall Street crash of 1929 to finance the German war industry over a Swiss bank. See my other films on my channel Gyre for that. If not, you will not understand that Switzerland of the Nazi Templars rules the world of Pharaoh, and not some dumb Zionists who couldn't even protect their greatest Zionist leader of all times, Rabbi Meir Kahane. Further proof of those Swiss behind the murder of Kahane are the Swiss great eminences of Octogone François Junot and Huber Al-Sweisry, creating the Islamofascism by infecting Islam with the ideas of Nazism made in Switzerland that survived World War II. More proofs can be found in that continuity of the Swiss to eradicate the Jews from the planet by financing Hitler, and all big Nazi responsibles being either Swiss or ethnic Swiss. Watch my videos Auschwitz Made in Switzerland or The Huns from the Alps on my other channel Gyre for all the proofs. And that the Nazi Templars who founded Switzerland in 1291 already perpetrated an enormous bloodbath on the inhabitants of Jerusalem in 1099. So you can see the Swiss Red Cross here. And here again. And here again. That Swissy did it, you know? I always did it. And that this Swiss continuity of their Octagon Nazi Templar agenda brings to the light who ordered the hit on the last real Zionist leader, Kahane, probably killing Zionism as a political force for good in 1990. And interestingly enough, that 1099 of the Jerusalem massacre has the same numbers as 1990, death of a Zionist leader. The same gematria, 1099 or 1990. Thus, leaving the inhabitants of Israel being ruled by the Masons and Europe's aristocracy, just like the rest of the world, and who both are in fact the true descendants of Pharaoh. It's the same system all over the world, and Pharaoh rules out of their base, Octagon, in the Alps, whose orders are executed by the Nazi Templars from Switzerland, assigned to defend and protect the motherland in the Alps with their caves of Ali Baba and Al-Taqwa by the Swiss Nazi Templars and their Swiss guard of Octagon.